robin. Fever when you open tight, you give me fever, babe. When you get me, you give me fever. When you touch me, look at you, did you that? Devil knew how much I love you, baby. Devil knew how much I care.
received a phone call that my woman has gone away, yeah. That she went away with my best friend, and that she has gone to stay. I knew when I left home this morning, she was in bed getting her rest. But when I came home for lunch, she had gone, and I thought she was out with a friend. What did I do wrong? I gave everything I could. Now I'm here with a broken heart. After all, I've been so good, yeah. She told me that she loved me, and that I was the only one. Now she's gone away with my best friend, so I guess that the wrong has been done.
It's 10 p.m. and you're tuned to WXYC Chapel Hill.
Especially when you are near.
Time is 10:12 p.m. and you're tuned to WXYZ Chapel Hill. We're hearing Getting in the Groove by the Soul Aces, Columbia, South Carolina group that got together in the mid to late 60s and stayed together for probably about 10 years before they broke off into two factions, forming Midnight Blue, which almost got a national recording deal, and Burt Barnett and Columbia that also made a couple records in the late 70s, early 80s. So here you're hearing some of the most accomplished musicians from Columbia, South Carolina, and the funk sound of the early 70s. Preceding that was Durham, North Carolina's Nick Allen with Hard Way to Go. Only record of his that I know of, but he had a son by the same name, also Nick Allen, who made a few records, actually an album or two with the Modulations, who appeared on the Soul Train in the mid-70s, and then some solo stuff later on. And they were differentiated as Big Nick Allen and Little Nick. The Objectives from Greensboro did My Love Went Away. That record wasn't on a local label, but actually went straight to a regional label out of Shreveport, Louisiana, called Jewel Records, that did a lot of great Southern Soul in the late 60s through the 70s, actually mid-60s through the 70s. Before that was a record that I don't know much about the artists, can't tell you their biographies, but one look at the label credits shows this as the Columbia, South Carolina production coming out of the Music World studio there. The artist was Travis and Pearl. Again, I don't know anything about them, but this was their track, Little Girl Don't You Cry. Sounds like the very end of the 60s, or even a throwback sound from the early 70s. We had two by the New Cavaliers from Goldsboro, North Carolina. This was a trio of guitar, organ, with the organ player also playing the bass part with his left hand on the keyboard, and drums, and two efforts of theirs recorded in Raleigh, North Carolina on separate 45s, My Dearest Shirley and My Love Has Gone Away. Were those two, and we had two by the Mighty Bills combo, one of which featured Willie James, at least according to the label credits. They both probably had his vocals. The Way You Love Me Sometime and Hot Fever, a takeoff on the classic Fever, both on the band's own label. Bills, I think they came from Camden, South Carolina, but that's yet another obscure entry into the lexicon that is Carolina Soul. You're hearing the Carolina Soul Thursday Night feature on WXYC Chapel Hill. Well, that music just ended up, so we should move on. Those were the Soul Aces from Columbia, who lasted a long time down there in South Carolina. Next up is Benny Hall, who was operating out of the Charlotte area, but the address on this record is Rock Hill, South Carolina. Curious to know more about Mr. Benny Hall. We've got a later record that I've just found on him as well coming up after this one. This is Benny Hall on WXYC Chapel Hill.
Trying to do to me. I just can't take it, baby. Please don't let that guy break your heart now.
Yourself. nation. Years and years more are lost in useless preparation.
You gotta do
the things you feel before the feelings are gone. Oh, we are
running out of time.
Yeah, we are
running out of time.
Time is 10:35 in the p.m. and you're tuned to WXYC Chapel Hill. We just heard from Benny Gordon in the Soul Brothers with Give a Damn About Your Feller Man from the early 70s on the Estill record label, named after Benny Gordon's hometown of Estill, South Carolina. And I'm meaning to pay tribute to that great musician from South Carolina, Benny Gordon, who passed away on Christmas Eve of 2008. From an inoperable stomach tumor. He was born in 1932 and by the early 60s was making records with labels from New York and elsewhere, moving up to the big city and coming back to South Carolina in the 70s at some point. We heard his track, Give a Damn About Your Feller Man. Rest in peace, Benny Gordon. Right now we're hearing his group, the BG Soul Brothers. Those are his initials, BG, Benny Gordon, with The Hold Bag. And before this Benny Gordon tribute, you heard Jim Warner Jr. and the Sisters with Bus Stop USA. I believe they came from Charlotte. Exit from Aiken, South Carolina, near Augusta. Did Blow It Out, their only record. We may hear the flip side later in the program. It's a good sweet soul track to offset that heavy funk. Living Color did Plastic People. This was a group that had several releases recorded in Charlotte in the 70s through the 80s. That was on their label Sophisticated Funk. We had a blue-eyed group called Sugar Creek that went on to do a lot of hard rock stuff, including some albums. They came from Charlotte. They did what seems to be their only soulful effort, Running Out of Time from the mid-70s was what that was called. Benny Hall from Rock Hill, with two tracks, Your Love Got Healing Power from 78 and I Need You from 76, both on an imprint that's very obscure called Mammoth. And the second Mammoth release says that it's the sound of the Carolinas, so must mean something. We're on the Carolina Soul Thursday night feature here on WXYC Chapel Hill, and that gets us caught up. Next up, we're going to go to the PD region of South Carolina to hear from the Intramations, an oddly named group that is E-N-T-R-A-M-A-T-I-O-N-S, Intramations. Not quite sure what that means from, but they came from Mullins and made this record in a small studio in Marion. We also have a couple of more homegrown style things from Clay Brown out of Florence, South Carolina, and we'll see where we'll go from there. But these are the Intramations doing My Love here on WXYC Chapel Hill. Thank you.
baby, please. Let's not think of tomorrow, only tonight. And what beautiful things we can do to make our memories bright. Baby, without you here, we'd be like a fish without a sea. We'd be like a beautiful flower without a bumblebee. So that's why I wrote these words in a song, expressing my love for you.
I've been around the world, all across the sea, yeah. Ain't found no girl, yeah, with a kiss so sweet. Oh, through thick and through thin, how she stood the test, oh yeah. When I need a friend, Caroline the best, oh yeah, yeah. Caroline, a girl, I love your kiss, you see. Oh, Caroline, a girl, you're the one for me. No woman in the world, no, has your grace and charm. No woman alone can give up so much love, no, no.
So
It's about 4 minutes before 11 p.m. and you're tuned in to WXYC Chapel Hill, broadcasting from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We're on the Thursday night feature, which this week is devoted to soul music from North and South Carolina. The obscure groups that may have never made a name for themselves, but that nonetheless put out good music. And we've had selections in the first hour, predominantly from the late 60s, a few earlier and later tracks as well, but that focused on 60s. We've got some 70s tracks going on this hour and some later 70s and 80s in the next. 1 hour left on the program. Hope you keep listening. We had two beach music flavored tracks leading up until now. East Coast Jammers with Life's Little Games, recorded in Raleigh. And Admiral Ice with My Carolina Girl on a label called Oceanside. Seemed to be made for the beach scene that was so popular here in the Carolinas, but those are nonetheless great soul records with good vocals and good music. There were two tracks ahead of that by Clay Brown from Florence, South Carolina, Walk with the Groove and Why You Want to Change Part 1. And the Intramations out of Mullen, South Carolina, small town northeast of Florence, did My Love on what might be their only record from the mid-70s, even though it sounds like it could be a lot earlier. It's a very raw production. Great vocals there, too. 2 minutes before 11 p.m., we're listening to what's now the tail end of an instrumental by James Reese and the Progressions, 1969 Spartanburg, South Carolina release. That's found on a compilation that I had a little something to do with, Carolina Funk on Jazzman and Now Again Records. So that's an old favorite of mine. I've played it on the radio here before, but recently issued was a never-before-released version of that track, an update from the mid-70s. Comes out right now on Tramp Records out of Germany. It's James Reese from the mid-70s with a remake complete with vocals of Let's Go It's Summertime. Check this out.